Joining us to talk about this growing boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement that is making the Israeli government very nervous, and how people here in the U.S. can take active and impactful measures to keep their money out of the hands of the Israeli colonial military apartheid state, is Andrew Caddy. Caddy is a New York-based human rights activist with Adela New York and the New York Campaign for the Boycott of Israel. He has written for The Guardian's Comment is Free, The Electronic Intifada, and other publications. Andrew, thank you so much for being with us today on Flashpoints.
Thank you for having me, Nora, and would it be okay to say that Flashpoints is such a valuable resource in the community and as well as to citizens nationwide in this country?
Thank you so much for that. Andrew, let's begin with talking about your reaction as a member of one of the largest organizations in the country involved with the growing BDS movement to the Israeli government's conference on combating what they call anti-Semitism under the banner of fighting the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. We know that J Street, the so-called pro-Israel, pro-peace lobby in this country, has also launched a similar attack on the BDS movement. What's going on here, and what's behind their quick action to try and delegitimize this?
Well, I think certainly the BDS movement poses, as does generally the nonviolent Palestinian movements that are gaining ground, pose a real threat in terms of really bringing attention to what Israel is doing and to gaining a groundswell of popular support. Right. The BDS working group is part of this anti-Semitism conference. And yet, of course, the boycott, divestment and sanctions movement, in terms of as a platform, it completely disavows racism. Right. And this is not something that would be part of it. But again, this is the way that they frame things, kind of a black and white version of reality. Obviously, we saw earlier this year AIPAC Executive Director Howard Kaur explicitly stating that boycott, divestment, and sanctions was a significant threat to Israel. And obviously, of course, we see it as a threat to what Israel is doing in terms of occupying the Palestinians and expanding its illegal settlements under international law. So in that regard, I would say that the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, this sort of South African-style approach, has been extremely successful to date and is probably moving at a faster pace than the South African boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement moved.
That's the voice of Andrew Caddy. He is with Adela New York and the New York Campaign for the Boycott of Israel. Andrew, just to recap for our listeners, tell us about the tenets of the BDS strategy as a whole and why it's so important right now.
Sure. So in 2005, the official call was put out by Palestinian civil society. I think it included over 170 organizations, essentially calling for a boycott, for a campaign of boycott, divestment, and sanctions against Israel, similar to that of South Africa in trying to fight apartheid. And essentially, the campaign has three tenets, right? And these are the three tenets that Palestinians have called for. They've said that they call for the campaign until Israel ends its occupation and colonization of all Arab lands and dismantles the wall. Right, that would be the wall that was supposedly protecting Israel and running along 1967 borders, but of course is not, as we know. The second was recognizing the fundamental rights of the Arab-Palestinian citizens of Israel to full equality. And the third was respecting, protecting, and promoting the rights of Palestinian refugees to return to their homes and properties as stipulated in UN Resolution 194, which of course is a very simple and reasonable demand in light of the fact that historically all refugees are entitled to return to their homes.
Okay, Andrew, we're in the holiday season. People are out there buying all sorts of stuff for their loved ones, and I'm sure many people would like to make conscious choices about their purchases. Adela, the organization that you're involved in, has been instrumental in putting together a comprehensive list of items that people should boycott as a part of the growing BDS strategy. Talk about this list, what's on it, and why it's so relevant right now.
Sure. I mean, our list is actually Adela New York's list. I think we're in the process of revising, but I will certainly go over a few of the companies that we list, as well as I think it's fair enough to bring attention to companies that others have listed. So obviously, you know, when you're making your purchases this holiday season for, you know, of gifts for individuals, whether they're family or friends, you know, we're asking people to make a conscious choice, right? And a choice that would not support Israeli apartheid. First off, of course, and this is on the tail of a nationwide campaign, but also a campaign that the New York campaign for the boycott of Israel has been pushing, we're asking people to avoid the droid, right? Which is the Motorola droid that has just been released by Verizon. Of course, Motorola is complicit not only in the occupation of Palestinians, but in addition, they are complicit in helping Israel maintain and expand its settlement infrastructure. Motorola actually not only supplies the Israeli army with the Mountain Rose system, which is a secure communication system that they're able to use when they're in the West Bank, Gaza, and possibly even in East Jerusalem, but also they are actually providing surveillance and radar equipment, for example, like thermal equipment that helps to detect, it creates these like virtual fences around settlements, oftentimes settlements that refuse to be protected, you know, by a fence, right? Which is, of course, a way of expanding the settlements. So these virtual fences, so to speak, are placed oftentimes probably on private Palestinian land just outside of settlements and are used to prevent individuals from approaching the settlement, which oftentimes, of course, means that Palestinians can't approach some of their own land. So that is there. Of course, Motorola is number one on the list. We're calling on people not to buy Motorola products, specifically calling on people to avoid the droid, which is this hot new phone that they've put out. And I think it's worth noting that actually, one progressive, and I think the only progressive, cellular communications providers called Credo does not even sell Motorola any longer. And I think that announcement just came out recently. So that's one product. Sorry, what was that, Nora?
Was that because of growing public outcry coming from this BDS campaign?
Absolutely. It's the direct result of this outcry. I believe people brought to Credo's attention that Motorola, you know, is involved, is complicit in these various ways in the occupation of the Palestinians as well as the expansion of these illegal settlements. And so Motorola is no longer featured on the website. I will note that I don't think Credo has issued an official statement, so I'll let them speak for themselves.
All right, well, let's talk about some of the other items on this list.
Sure. Ahava. It's correctly pronounced Ahava. It is Israeli, you know, they're Israeli Dead Sea Cosmetics. They're sold in a variety of stores all around you. The spelling is A-H-A-V-A. And basically, Ahava is 44% owned by Israeli settlements. Those would be illegal Israeli settlements under international law. They have their factory on the settlement of Mitzpeh Shalem. And they use mud from the occupied shores of the Dead Sea in the West Bank, where, in fact, Palestinians are not even allowed to, you know, they can't go to the Dead Sea in those locations, despite the fact that those are, you know, those are that's on Palestinian land. There's an active campaign against Ahava. It's Code Pink, Code Pink's campaign. And so I would direct people to the Code Pink website, which is specifically for Ahava, which is stolenbeauty.org. Where they can kind of get more information about it. But again, so far we have the droid and any other Motorola products, as well as Ahava, Dead Sea Cosmetics. Additionally, on our list, we have, and some of these are nationwide, some of them may not be local to the Bay Area, we have Max Brenner, which has locations in Philadelphia and New York, and is owned 100% by the Strauss Group, which proudly donates to a division of the Israeli army known as the Golani Brigades. For more information about the Golani Brigades and the various things that they've been involved in, which ranges from being on the front lines of major massacres of Palestinians to being caught red-handed with extraordinarily racist and inflammatory T-shirts that they were producing that they thought were hilarious, which included slogans like, having a pregnant woman on a t-shirt, a pregnant Palestinian woman, with the slogan under it in English and Hebrew, one shot, two kills. I think it's worth visiting our website for more information about that, which is adalahny.org. That's adalahny.org. Additionally, I know that folks may not be buying food to take to people as a gift, but I know that obviously when we celebrate the holiday season, we tend to take food with us to events and gatherings. So I would say in that respect, there are two hummus brands that are Israeli. That would be Sabra Hummus, which is now 50% owned by the same Strauss Group that I mentioned that owns Max Brenner. And also Tribe Hummus, which is owned by the Osem family, also based in Israel. So again, those are Sabra and Tribe Hummus. Both brands are Israeli-owned brands of hummus. And of course, that's part of the cultural expropriation of Palestinian culture, right? Additionally, I would say there's Aroma Cafe, which is an Israeli-based cafe that has now opened locations in New York. Obviously, avoid it. And Sabon, which is a bath and body company that is also Israeli-based, Israel-based, and it's an Israeli-owned company that is based in New York, or has stores, I should say, in New York, Chicago, and Boston. So I think that kind of rounds it out. I could get into more products. I know that for folks in the Bay Area, there is specifically a list that was put out by the Bay Area Campaign to End Israeli Apartheid. I won't speak on their behalf, but again, it's a pretty extensive list that people can also take a look at. And it's also worth mentioning that if you shop at Calvin Klein, Victoria's Secret, they're not necessarily boycottable, but they have products that have been made by an Israeli textile manufacturer named Delta Galil that will actually say, so if you check the labels on many of these things, or, if you're buying underwear or something like that, you look at the package, it will say made in Israel. So again, the company is called Delta Galil, and they essentially produce underwear and other clothing products for Victoria's Secret, Calvin Klein, and a number of other companies. And those products will say made in Israel. And I would say that, of course, things that say made in Israel in general are, boycottable simply because they come from Israel, and that's part of the boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign.
And all of this information, including the Bay Area group and their lists about Bay Area-based stores, is all on our website at flashpoints.net. Andrew, we only have a few minutes left, but where can people learn more about this growing BDS movement that is making the Israeli government and its supporters increasingly nervous these days? And, apart from, boycotting these products this season, what about the expanded movement that people can get involved with in their own communities?
Sure. Well, since this is a Palestinian-led call, I think the first thing to mention is their own website, which is BDS, right? Boy, Dog, Sam. BDSmovement.net. Where a lot of the information, that's the Boycott National Committee, the Palestinian Boycott National Committee. Additionally, I would say that the two organizations I work with, Adela New York and the New York Campaign for the Boycott of Israel, our respective websites are adalahny.org and boycottisraelnyc.org. The Motorola campaign specifically is at goodbyemoto.org. There's also the U.S. Campaign to End the Israeli Occupation, which is a nationwide umbrella organization of at least 320 member organizations that you can find at endtheoccupation.org, where, of course, they're part of the nationwide Motorola campaign, or they initiated, I should say, and they have subsequently have other campaigns going on. I think that there's also, again, Flashpoints will have some of the other websites that are more local to the Bay Area. It's worth adding just that people have wondered in terms of success of many of these campaigns, and certainly, of course, there's a campaign that was run by Adela New York, or at least initiated by us, against Israeli settlement builder Lev Levayev that has been considered successful thus far. Additionally, Ahava lost its spokesperson, Kristen Davis, and it's worth noting she also lost her or had her goodwill, I think her Oxfam ambassadorship suspended because of her involvement with Ahava. And, I mean, there are a number of other successes I won't go into, including Veolia Transportation Company and others. So, I mean, yeah, hopefully that information is helpful.
Wonderful. Again, that's the voice of Andrew Keddie. He is the New York-based human rights activist with Adala New York and the New York Campaign for the Boycott of Israel. You wrote something very recently on The Guardian's Comment is Free about the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, and we thank you for that. And, of course, you can go to flashpoints.net if you missed any of those wonderful and informative websites that Andrew gave out. And, again, bdsmovement.net is kind of the central hub for all things boycott, divestment, and sanctions. Andrew El-Kadi, thank you so much for being with us on Flashpoints and for all your hard work there in New York.
Thank you for having me, Nora.
First they hit with phase one, airstrikes all day and all night. Phase two, rockets hit the Gaza Strip with phosphorus. Phase three, ground attack, how we gonna counteract? Boycott, divest, and sanction. Boycott, divest, and sanction. Boycott, divest, and sanction. Israel, you should be ashamed. Killing maimed thousands of civilians in our name. Claim you hitting terrorists, but children in your aim. Even murder relief workers, but spilling from their brain. While they tried to drive the ambulance, so they couldn't stand a chance. Even bombed children's hospitals, Mas Rafa and Han Yunus. Shot them in their back like the cops to Oscar Grant. And in each case, the good old United States sponsored that. $7 million a day that we pay tax, and Apex lobbyists is robbing us. Sometimes it feels like there ain't no stopping this, but now nobody can deny it, cause you made it too obvious. Naked truth exposed like the emperor's clothes. The struggle's getting hotter and the temperature rose. Since 1948, when you formed the state, Palestinian people still defending their homes. They ain't been surrendering, no. Boycott, divest, and sanction. Boycott, divest, and sanction. Boycott, divest, and sanction. Cause they even bombed the United Nations. Look, I'm Israeli, my government's so arrogant. War criminals who call Palestinians terrorists for resisting extinction and occupation, comparing it to genocide and reservations of Native Americans. It's a massacre. Kick out their ambassador. Divest from the apartheid like South Africa. Boycott them like King to Montgomery buses. Told them we want peace, but only with real justice. They murdering the media and witnesses left. We're gonna stop shopping at all the businesses that invest in building their settlements and gentrifying our corners. Illegal walls over there and the U.S.-Mexico border. Build a worldwide movement till the truth is heard. And supporting the Israelis who refuse to serve. All the COs who ate wall and deployed to Iraqi stations. All the people rallying while the cops are chasing. If we enlisted in the system, we got an obligation. And we ain't got the patience, time to stop the occupation. Yeah. Boycott, divest, and sanction. Boycott, divest, and sanction. Boycott, divest, and sanction. Till there's right of return for displaced and reparations.
And that wraps it up for another edition of Flashpoints, which airs every weekday and is produced by Dennis Bernstein and Nora Barrows Friedman. Our contributing producer is Robert Knight, and our technical director is Eric Klein. Our Friday co-host is Francisco Herrera, Miguel Molina is our roving producer, and JR and the Block Report contribute to this program. To comment on today's program, please contact us at dbernstein@igc.org. Look us up on the web at www.flashpoints.net for our archive shows. Dozens of affiliate stations across the country broadcast Flashpoints on a regular basis. Please email us your call letters and Flashpoints broadcast schedule at dbernstein@igc.org, and we'll add you to our website. Many thanks to our web team, and thank you for listening.